All right, 8:20, we welcome in the 69th governor of the state of Connecticut, the Honorable Ned Lamont. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for being with us. Governor, it seems like the walls are closing in around us. Now things seem to be going uptick test-wise and positivity-wise in Rhode Island, and I'm sure that's got to be a big source of concern for you.
It is a source of concern. I mean, for a while, we thought our whole region, we had a bit of a moat around us, and we could quarantine people flying in and out, and we thought maybe that would buy us some time or even safety. But you've seen the flare-ups in Rhode Island right now, and, you know, they've got a very high or relatively high positivity rate compared to where they were just 2 weeks ago. So we're watching that, and hopefully they stay on their beautiful Rhode Island beaches this weekend, and Connecticut stays on its own.
Yeah, I kind of wish we could go to those, too, but oh, well. Hey, very quickly, how is the program you're running at the airport and, you know, where you're coming into the state? You need to tell everybody where you're going to be and, you know, so we can check up on you and all that stuff. And I don't want to sound, you know, like it's draconian. I'm just saying it's common sense. Are you seeing a lot of people now sign up for that? And has it cut down traffic at all into Bradley? Because it's been hurt already.
Yeah, Ray, I can tell you that the number of people flying in from those infected states has dropped by about half since we made that quarantine announcement. We put it all online, so we're not only just having people who fly in fill out the forms where they're going to be quarantined so we can contact them, but also people who are driving in. So if you rent a car in LaGuardia or coming up to Connecticut, they in turn as well are told to fill out the forms.
Okay, and that's if you rent a car, as you said, in those other states. Because I'll be honest, I've had to rent a car last couple weekends, and they've had, like, Texas and Florida license plates on them, and I was concerned I was going to get stopped and asked what I was doing.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be going that far, but I am pleased that, you know, the first few days after we put it online, 5,000 people did fill it out. And so it says, A, there's still a lot of people come to our state, but B, that people are taking it pretty seriously.
And again, there's no fines, right? Yet, Governor, you haven't instituted a fine for breaking kind of like the self-quarantine?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we've got the right to institute a fine. I think it's up to $1,000. So that if somebody's flying into Bradley, we say, please fill out the quarantine form. If they refuse, we certainly have the right to institute a fine. Local departments of public health are implementing the rules in their own way. So far, I don't believe anybody's been fined.
The thing is, what has, for example, does this hurt tourism? We're trying to get hold of Randy Fivash. We will, but that's a big part of our economy, at least this time of year.
Yeah, we did a fair amount of advertising just in and around the region. We didn't want people flying in from Miami Beach to vacation here. And we've been pretty strict about that. But tourism right now is pretty strong, not in the corporate hotels, but in Southeast and Litchfield and places that are more for tourism. But we're going to watch it carefully because, obviously, Rhode Island is right next door.
Talking with Governor Ned Lamont here on the morning show on WTIC. Governor, we're not sure you heard this, but schools are going to be starting soon. Did you know that?
I think that's a good thing. I think if Connecticut, with a 1% infection rate, can't have some in-classroom learning, who can? And teachers and parents know there's nothing like the classroom experience, especially for these kids who have been, you know, isolated for months now.
Having said that, and I was just being facetious, or obviously you know that better than anybody, we've seen surveys from the Connecticut Education Association, teachers being concerned. We had the rolling rallies yesterday. I know one drove by the governor's mansion on Prospect Street. Your reaction to some of the fears and some of the concerns of teachers mainly, but parents also, about sending the kids back?
Well, of course, for parents, you have an option. If you don't feel comfortable sending your kid back to school, you have a distance learning option. They'll zoom right into the classroom. We're setting people up for Chromebooks and Wi-Fi access. So that's good. But, yeah, some of the teachers are very anxious. But 4 months ago, we had nurses, daycare, and food service workers who also were really anxious. And I told them, like I'm telling the teachers now, you know, we've got your back. We're providing the masks. We're doing the disinfecting. We're doing everything we can to keep you as safe as we can.
And by the way, you know, some people, you were mentioning some of those, you know, frontline assistants, those providers. But, you know, what about people who work grocery stores, you know? I mean, they're there every day with their plastic screens and their disinfectants. But, man, they've been exposed since this began.
And they were doing this when we had a 25% infection rate. Now we have a 1% infection rate. So, you know, when we said those folks are heroes, we sort of meant it. They could have said, I don't feel safe, and what would have happened to our food supply at that point?
One thing that's also of concern is that the period last week from July 19th to the 25th, about 49% of people who were diagnosed with COVID-19 were under the age of 30. We had heard all along at the beginning that young people weren't as susceptible, and like a lot of other things, during the pandemic, we hear numbers and we hear opinions changing.
Yeah, Joe, those parties the young people are going to, they've been cooped up for a long time. They're ready to rip, but we've had 20 infections down in Greenwich, a bunch in Darien, over in Norwich. These things are flaring up, and if you saw where it started down in, say, southern Florida, it was those parties. So, you know, I got to tell the kids, you got to be careful. You got to be outside. I know wearing the mask is a bore, but do it when you're in close contact with your friends. You're not just infecting yourselves, but infecting everybody you get into contact with. I know how tough it is. I was 18 back in the Ming Dynasty. I remember.
I go back to
along
the
with
Han
us.
Dynasty.
We had some good problems in that parties in that Ming Dynasty time.
Oh, good times.
Because of what we've seen elsewhere, are you still reticent about moving into phase three?
Yep. I think I am. I mean, phase three, Joe, was a big part of that was bars. And we've just seen from Florida and Texas and Arizona, they opened their bars, they opened them prematurely, and that really did cause a lot of spread. We'd never opened them, and I think that was the right decision. You know, I'm sorry because, you know, we miss it, but it's going to take a little longer.
Well, in California, Gavin Newsom, your, you know, Confederate back there, your pal back there, basically, he and this is what you were afraid of, and I think you are, a lot of us concerned, in that he opened things up quite a bit, and then I think just yesterday or day before had to start backing down again. And you don't really want to do that.
Hey, you don't want to do that. And what California, because they're so darn big, did was they left it up to each county. So if one county opened up their bars, then there was a lot of pressure in the neighboring county to open up their bars as well. We didn't do that in Connecticut. We said we're a small state, and we're going to try and do things as a state. So that's why we opened restaurants cautiously, and but we did it at the same time around the state.
Last question, Governor, before we let you go. Dr. Zeke Emanuel has been a consultant and a good friend of the state. Concerning the advice in this, and yesterday he spoke out about the potential of dangers of playing football. I know the CIEC is going to release their fall sports plan today. If you were advising them, how would you advise them?
Well, Zeke, you know, was very clear. He said a contact sport is much more likely to spread, you know, and we're even finding baseball is getting tough to do, right? I figured, gosh, if you can't get baseball done safely, what does that mean? But I also asked Zeke during the thing, we're not traveling all over the country. These are regional sports, all with a very low infection rate. Is there any way we could do that safely? But he was skeptical. Mm.
We will have to see what happens today, and obviously we'll have that information. Governor, as always, we thank you for your time. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week, I'm sure. Thanks, Governor.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
All right.
See you on campus.
Yeah, with a mask. And a shield.